President Trump issuing new response measures to the ongoing coronavirus crisis, announcing plans to retrain the nation's 3 million unemployed to be used as human ventilators. But how many people's mouths will these workers be able to blow into? And coming up, the census is officially underway. Hear why the Census Bureau is asking no one to reproduce or die for a while, or at least until they're able to finish counting. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, this is The Topical. I'm Leslie Price, and I'm sorry, but I'm still getting used to this new morning release time, so I'm going to be yawning a lot. There's just no way around it. Stay with us. Well, as of today, the government has officially started the 2020 U.S. Census, which gathers a complete count of the country's population every 10 years. In fact, right this very second, Census Bureau foot soldiers are already swarming neighborhoods, kicking down doors and crashing through windows to tally the nation's household sizes. For a little more on how it all works, we're joined now by OPR's Rebecca Neal. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, Leslie.
So every 10 years, a platoon of armed soldiers from the Census Bureau burst through my door and count everyone living inside my home. We're all familiar with it. But how does the process work?
Well, Leslie, it may sound simple, but a lot goes into it. The U.S. Census Bureau has spent the last decade planning the next population count, studying millions of city maps and blueprints of family homes, not to mention months of training its census foot soldiers to make sure they know how to count. I was lucky enough to get an up-close look at the process, tagging along with a team of enumerators as they infiltrated the small town of Apple Creek, Ohio, at 2 a.m. this morning.
Freeze! U.S. Census Bureau, how many of you are there?
I don't know!
Answer me!
Four? No, five!
Don't lie to me. Search the premises. Now, I'm going to give you one chance to tell me the truth. Do you own or do you rent?
Wow, they're really getting down to business.
And for good reason. The information they're collecting will determine congressional apportionment and the annual allocation of more than $1.5 trillion in federal funding for public services across states, counties, and cities over the next decade. So it's important that no American gets away. Mm. Howard Branigan is a census enumerator leading the count in Apple Creek.
Our team utilizes a combination of CIA interrogation tactics, search dogs, and these nifty hand counter clickers in order to gain accurate data on all members of a household.
So what experience did you have before joining the census team?
Well, I'm actually a full-time sales associate at the Home Depot. I thought this was a good way to make some extra cash for a new drum set. Hey, can I plug my band real quick?
Sir, Infrared is sensing 5 and 1108 Orchard Street, but there could be more. Permission to move in?
No, I won't risk any more men. Send in the robot.
The robot Branigan is referring to is the CB20, a new remote-controlled AI machine equipped to ask census questions and record answers. Enumerators send them into households that do not appear friendly to late-night government raids.
Blow the door.
Blowing the door.
What the hell is that?
Greetings, I'm CB20. I've been sent by the United States Census Bureau. Tell me the age and sex of every person in your household, please.
Wow, and Rebecca, what if a citizen refuses to take the census?
Interestingly enough, the census was actually made mandatory by the U.S. Constitution. And while I was with Branigan's team, I got to see firsthand exactly what happens when someone refuses. And, well, it's not pretty.
Stop moving! Okay, looks like two in this household. Adrian Clark here is 43, female Caucasian. And occupant two is... Where is occupant two?
Damn it, we've got a runner. Stop him. We have to know if he's of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You killed my boyfriend.
Sorry, Chief. I panicked.
I'll handle it. Just have to erase the two and replace it with a one. There. Easy peasy. Thank you for your cooperation, ma'am.
Sounds like a well-organized operation. What else is the Census Bureau doing to make the process fast and efficient this year?
Well, in addition to being interrogated in the middle of the night by a group of armed census takers, the government is also allowing residents to answer the census questionnaire online or by phone if they'd prefer.
Ah, I'll try to remember to do that then. That's OPR's Rebecca Neal. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host, created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you'll instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. Two episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
Smell that? Oh yeah, there's only one thing that can be. More news. Here's what else you need to know today. Supporters of Bernie Sanders announced today they'll be continuing their presidential campaign without the candidate, calling the Vermont senator's decision to drop out of the race a, quote, minor setback on the path to bringing progressive vision to the White House in 2020. And Samsung is recalling thousands of front-loading washers after the machines were found to be ordering kids to climb inside them. Samsung released a statement today insisting that a team of engineers were working tirelessly to fix the faulty design that was resulting in a deep, trembling voice that threatened children to step inside its washing hole, which consistently led to their permanent vanishment. And some interesting news happening outside my kitchen window. It appears that two of the goldfinches that frequent my bird feeder are dating now. And if that news wasn't wonderful enough, I'm also happy to report that the big striped one has officially been named the bird feeder mayor. So congratulations to all the lovebirds and local bird government officials. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. Join us tomorrow for a story on how one tech company is helping to fight against employee burnout with the relaxing practice of caring for their CEO's home garden. Sure would be nice if OPR started something like that. And if you enjoyed today's episode of The Topical, you can like and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. And if you didn't, well, then you're not really worth wasting my breath on. We'll see you tomorrow.